Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You'll like this, Gator.
Yeah.
Boston College is hosting Notre Dame. I said BC goes into South Bend.
Oh, I got you because you screwed up this time.
Yep.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Makes me feel a lot better when you make a similar mistake that I've made.
Yeah.
And like right after, too. It's not like it was a whole lot of period of past.
Yeah. Wednesday, you made your mistake. I done it on Friday. They're the same, man.
Although technically, Pistons are playing in Mexico City, too.
In LCA.
Yeah.
Thanks, joke.
Yeah.
Ready for the college football questions?
Sure.
All right. Gator. Michigan State fan wants to know if he should be excited about Spartan Ventures.
So this is what it is, according to Pete Thamel. Michigan State's board approved today the initiation of Spartan Ventures following the lead of Clemson and others to form an independent company outside the athletic department with a focus on maximizing revenue. Spartan Ventures is a nonprofit, tax-exempt corporation being built for the new era of college athletics. Essentially, Michigan State will be moving many of its key commercial operations, expected to include media rights, ticket sales, Spartan Athletics Foundation, and NIL, to Spartan Ventures. Among the focuses will be revenue generation, NIL opportunities for athletes, and fundraising. So this sounds like it's great news for Michigan State because it has been a disaster trying to focus on which group has the NIL. There were like a couple different splinter groups and who's doing what. Now this seems like this is all getting very organized. This is something that Jay Bat, the athletic director, sounds like he is kind of spearheaded, and why one of the reasons he was brought in is to help generate that revenue that you absolutely need to compete in college
football.
It's
all under one roof, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I think is great news.
Ken writes in, Michigan, what is the win total Michigan has to get to for Moore to not start 2026 on the hot seat? Well, a couple things here. One is, I mean, everybody's on the hot seat all the time in this version of college football. But I think it would take an absolute collapse or off-the-field stuff because there's so many freshmen playing now and the recruiting is so good. And they've got top running back in the country committed. They got two of the top tackles in their freshman class. They got perhaps the difference maker quarterback they've been looking for. Their best receivers are freshmen. It feels like the momentum is being built a little old school, more recruiting and less portal stuff. But I mean, I think that there's always pressure to win in Michigan, but I don't really see, it would take an utter collapse or off the field stuff for him to be in the eyes of the university on the hot seat, in the eyes of fans and sometimes boosters. Everybody's on the hot seat all the time now.
Right.
Next one, Bryce Underwood has talent and potential. This is from Raymond. Has talent and potential, but my opinion, the offense focuses too much on the running game and Underwood needs reps in order to grow as a passer. Well, you hope you get him in games like tomorrow. His best game was two games ago, Washington. where he probably should have been 24 or 25 for 27 if you take out the drop passes. He finished 21-27. I mean, he's coming along, but keep this in mind, Raymond. Once the game starts, you call your plays to win the game, not to develop a player. And if you're calling plays to prove a point or forcing things, you are a heavy favorite 11-0 and lose to a Michigan team that you're trying to prove how tough you are, which is, I think, what happened last year for Ohio State. I wanted to prove how tough they were and ran the ball right at Mason Graham and Kenneth Grant way too much and didn't throw to Jeremiah Smith enough. Mm-hmm. If you call plays for any other reason to win the game, you can get in trouble. So, yes, he needs to develop it, and they want to develop the passing game Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And if it's ready to go, Saturday, let's go.
Well, I think they got a nice little runway here before the Ohio State game where he's going to have some opportunities to work on that passing game in game day conditions.
Next up, Gator quarterback change. Would you make it tomorrow, and would you do it quickly?
I think that I would give the first half to Aiden Childs and see where he's at. I think I might even say openly that that the backup quarterback will have a chance to get some reps just to clarify that going into the game so that nobody's like, oh, you just gave up on Childs. But I think if Childs isn't performing after the first half, then you absolutely switch it up. And go to Alessio Milivojevic.
For me, for Michael, what... What has to happen for somebody to replace Samaj Morgan? Okay, the drop passes are part of it, and obviously that's something that you don't want to ever see. There's a couple things about Samaj you have to understand. You know the offsides play, the controversial one from last weekend's game?
Yeah.
That play, if you watch it, okay, Michigan has two freshmen on the right side of the offensive line, redshirt freshmen. They have a redshirt freshman running back and a true freshman quarterback. And the corner walked up to the line of scrimmage and comes in unabated to the quarterback. They don't shift the protection out. The running back blocks somebody else. The only person that saw it coming was Samaj Morgan. Samaj is pointing him out. You can see it on the replay, trying to warn the young people. It's more than just running routes and catching passes, which obviously is a big part of it. Another play, and Samaj, I don't believe he was on the field for this, but the receivers that they're trying to integrate in need to know the playbook, and it's going to take time and experience because they can run the wrong routes. And that, how do you run a wrong route? People wonder. Well, you look at a defense and you say, okay, what kind of coverage is this? Is it man? Is it zone? Where are the safeties playing? That determines what route you should be running. And some of the guys that are playing instead aren't always running the right correct route, which blows up a play. So, you know, I mean, I think I wouldn't be surprised we see some other things, and maybe some others get a chance, but there's more to it than just catching the football.
Yeah, know your playbook and know your assignments.
Yep. One more here. Does Michigan have a letdown against Purdue? I wonder if this is a gambling question.
Well, I think it's a legitimate question to ask. Yep. They have the emotional game against Michigan State, and, you know, the schedule is not very daunting leading up to Ohio State, and Purdue is not a good football team.
So you're always guarding against it, right? And, you know, the fact is it's hard to do because these are kids, and kids know what the records are, and Purdue's 2-6. It's interesting. I was down there yesterday and was told that they decided to play this week's game. The players decide the uniform combinations, and they called for the big game blues, the all-blue uniforms that they hold. The players love them, and they use them for big games. And so they opted to put on the big game blues tomorrow against Purdue to try and make sure they guard against it being a letdown. Now, does it help? Anything helps when you're trying to psychologically trick yourself into giving your same effort every week because they aren't chess pieces. They are kids. And so that's one way they're trying to combat it, is they're going with the big game blues this week. There you go. We'll do it again next week. Get your questions in for Michigan, Michigan State fans. Always enjoy that. The Lions defensive coordinator is Kelvin Shepard. Had some interesting things to say this week. Like, how would you integrate a new player into the defense if you acquire him at the trade deadline? Hear what he had to say. Starting at 1:16 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. Gator. Vegas always seems to know. Lopsided NFL games by total at BetMGM. the most percentage of money placed on one team, actually two teams, have gotten 94% of the money. 94 is a lopsided,
That's with a spread, huh?
Yep. Colts minus -3.
Against Pittsburgh.
94% of the money is on the Colts minus -3 and Lions minus -8.5.
Well, that's jumped up. I think it's now 9.5.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, as one would imagine, if 94% of the money was on the Lions minus -8.5, they need some money on Minnesota.
If that had changed, I got to see if it's still where it's at.
Well, it's on BetMGM, so I don't know if you're looking at BetMGM.
Just like ESPN.com right now. It opened at 8.5. Now it's at 9.5.
Gotcha. So just something to keep in mind there. So Calvin Shepard is the Lions defensive coordinator starting off. You know, we mentioned yesterday he has not been contacted by LSU. He definitely loves LSU if you listen to him talk yesterday, but he loves being a Detroit Lion assistant coach and all his time and effort of being put into that. He's given the LSU thing no thought, although he does pay attention to what happens on Saturdays. He said he was there when he made sure he pointed out that he was there when they hoisted a national championship trophy.
No. Oh.
And they've hoisted another one since.
Mm.
But at this point,
fired a coach.
Yes, they have.
and
the athletic director. In the most predictable firing ever.
Who knew?
And now the Louisiana State governor may be hiring. If he's not directly hiring the next coach, he's hiring the people that will be hiring the next coach. He'll be putting together the committee.
During one of the breaks, Doug, I asked Gator, if Michigan State fires Jonathan Smith, who does he want Whitmer to appoint as the next head coach of the right? Michigan State Spartans?
Sounds like one of the college football questions. anyway, but he said, look, deep down, I'm a liger. I'm a lion and a tiger. And, you know, we both, after further thought, Calvin Shepard might be a great head coaching candidate. The resume probably isn't what they're looking for, a guy who's been a coordinator for
Minute.
Yeah. So that doesn't mean he can't be a great college coach.
No, and I would imagine the guy with his attitude is infectious. I think he'll make a great head coach someday, whether it's in the pros or with college.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't imagine LSU would make that leap right now. Now, if this were a couple years down the line, I could see that happening, but right now, I don't. LSU is full of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they feel like they can land anybody, despite the fact that they're paying out, you know, 60 something million dollars between firing the athletic director and the coach. Although I guess they're still trying to recoup some of that money from the coach, but we'll see how that works. But I mean, LSU still thinks that their stuff doesn't stink. So they probably have these high lofty thought of, we'll just get Lane Kiffin or Sarkisian or something like that.
Okay, so back to the current situation. Somebody asked him a question about Aiden Hutchinson playing 90% of the plays, and would you like to get him some rest? Like to maybe spell him a little bit, and here's what Lions defensive coordinator Calvin Shepard said.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted, or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing! Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
He comes out of the game when he wants to. Like he takes himself out. And you can tell when he's tired. I mean, he gets his hands on his hips and he's, you know, you can tell that he's breathing really heavy. And there are times when he has to come out. I appreciate all this. And I think, and it's all of it's right, right? This guy is a incredible athlete. He's got an incredibly high motor. But from time to time, you're going to have to take him out. And sometimes you're going to have to do it. And you'll face the consequences, right? Of course, he doesn't want to come out, but even he knows. I just need 30 seconds. I catch my breath. Let me get out, and I'll go back in the next play.
You know, when he talked about how he's a hard worker and God-given talent, all that, I'll never forget when John Jansen first, when he was at Michigan, John came up to me and said, I want you to picture this, Rashawn Gary's talent with Chase Winovich's motor. And I'm like, all right. He goes, that's Aiden Hutchinson. I'm like, okay.
Slow down.
Okay.
Because yep. Winovich was a bit of a spaz, and yes. Rashawn Gary had all his talent in the world.
Yep. And combine the two, and he was kind of right.
Yeah. Hutch has been great.
All right. If you do make a trade for a new player on defense, how do you integrate him into the defense? If somebody new gets introduced on Tuesday, here's what Calvin Shepard said. I love the term ecosystem of elite guys. when he says disrespectful, I'm, you know, are we being disrespectful? Because we've talked about trades for a couple of weeks now. Or is he just talking about as a coach, I'm not going to be disrespectful and talk about anybody else?
I think as a coach.
I hope so. I don't want to let Calvin Shepard down.
I like the term ecosystem too, because typically you'll hear like it's a coaching tree. Not with Detroit. It's an ecosystem. It's yeah, bigger than just the tree. It's right. The soil. It's the plants on the ground. It's the animals that feed on the plants and nest up in the trees.
All right. Final thing here. How fired up are you for for the young defensive backs who stepped on the field and made life difficult for what was an MVP favorite in Baker Mayfield the last time out. Here's what Kelvin Shepard had to say. That's awesome. He's got all of their backs, and it's interesting he says they're putting pressure on the starters because there might be a certain corner that needs to step it up, and I hope he does. He's very, very talented, and last year he got better as the year went on, and I'm talking about Terrion Arnold. I've defended him quite a bit here. It'd be good to see him, you know, get that first interception. Good to see him go 4 or 5 games without a flag, you know?
Yeah. It'd be great. I think the secondary has always been a question. How are they? And it's always like, how will they respond to blank? And injuries are what they're responding to. And hopefully they get Arnold back for Sunday. And Kirby Joseph doesn't sound like it. But
I still think that kid can play. I still think Terrion Arnold can be a player.
I do too. I do too. Because we saw the improvement last year. I don't think it just disappears. I think figure it out. Hopefully he's been spending his time wisely over the last couple of weeks, and he's totally prepared to make an impact on Sunday, because it is not easy going against Justin Jefferson or the, you know, Addison or any of these other receivers they have there. They got a really good group of players on the offensive side of the ball for Minnesota.
It's Carson Anderson. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback, and we pick some games at 1:38 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military.
10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted, or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing! Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
You know, we opened the show talking about this mess with YouTube TV subscribers, that they, YouTube TV and ESPN's parent company, Disney, couldn't come to an agreement. So people woke up this morning, YouTube TV, if you have a subscription, you do not have ESPN or ABC until further notice. A couple things about this. One is, it always sucks. And this happens like every 6 months, some streaming service or some cable company comes to an impasse with, you know, some sports carrier that we want, and we have to talk about it. And it's, you know, there's so many things that frustrate us as sports fans, but this is one of them. This might need to go on our things always get worse list, is these kinds of impasses. So people with YouTube TV, you will not be able to watch any ESPN or ABC college football coverage tomorrow. You will not be able to watch Monday Night Football. You know, I was thinking about the guy who called and said we're having a Western Central game watching party. Not if that household has YouTube TV or not. Because that's an ESPNU game. So
you need somebody that's got an ESPN app.
I got an email from a Notre Dame fan that didn't realize it till we brought it up and said, he's going to listen to the Notre Dame game on the radio tomorrow, which is good for us radio guys. But, of course, Michigan State fans don't have to worry about this because our games are on Fox properties. Although, wait, no, Michigan's on NBC. No, Michigan's Big Ten Network. Is Michigan State BTN as well?
I think, yeah, BTN.
Okay. So BTN is aligned with Fox. Ohio State, Penn State's on Fox. But I don't know. I mean, if I hope this isn't, I hope we're not breaking news to people that are like, wait, what? But these kinds of things blow. There's no upside to this. Nobody. Oh, we take so much abuse as fans. We take so much abuse. You know what I never hear? We're adding time to the TV timeouts and cutting your cable subscription. We're putting ads on the jerseys. And ticket sales will be cut. Ticket prices are cut in half. There's never any give back to the fans. The best we can hope for is Wi-Fi in the stadium, which is useful. We're all in favor of that.
Yeah, Wi-Fi works. Wi-Fi works. Like, be able to send text messages out.
Mm-hmm.
It is very frustrating when you're at a large gathering at a stadium somewhere and you go to send a text message and it doesn't get sent. It's a failed text sent. What?
Mm-hmm.
Sucks.
But there's nothing cool. This is the worst. I feel bad for people with YouTube TV, but I mean, it happened to us Comcast people with the Tigers a couple of years ago.
This is like anything else, and I get frustrated, voice of frustration a couple of years ago with baseball, and for them waiting. They didn't even negotiate until there were like 72 hours to go or less than that. That's when the negotiations started. And it's infuriating to me that there are deadlines that everybody knows about, but nobody wants to start negotiating early, except for the NHL.
NHL, bless them, because they quietly signed a new collective bargaining agreement like a month ago, a year ahead of time.
Right. I mean,
thank you, NHL.
Yeah. So Major League Baseball's got theirs coming up soon. Take care of it. Get it done. YouTube, get it done. Government, get it done. I mean, enough of this stuff where you get stoppages and you don't have things that you're used to having.
Well, that's true. And obviously there's more important things
than
just, can we watch sports this weekend?
Well, so, but this is important to a lot of people.
Yep.
Because it didn't have to get to this point.
No, it didn't. And I always believe her, if there is a certain like percentage of the country that's relying on you, then you shouldn't be allowed to leave the negotiating table. Your job should be from 9 to 5, you punch in and you sit across the table from one another. And if you don't want to talk, don't talk. But you have to be there.
But you got to be there. Be present.
If 0.5% of the country, which certainly includes our government, current shutdown, but YouTube TV and Disney should have to clock in at 9 a.m. every day and clock out at 5 p.m. and sit across the table from one another. And Major League Baseball, the same thing. These should be required by law. Is this a good idea or is this a ridiculous idea? Make people that we're relying on negotiate?
No, I don't think it's ridiculous. I think that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah. The whole point is you have to work with the other side to get something done, right? Major League Baseball has to work with the Players Association.
Yep.
YouTube TV has to work with Disney or whatever it is that owns the rights for ESPN and all that. They got to work together. Mm-hmm. Democrats and Republicans got to work together. Get stuff done.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback, Carson Anderson. We'll get to our picks coming up in a few minutes. Let's go to Scott in Farmington Hills. Hi, Scott.
Hey, guys. So I wouldn't put this right all on YouTube TV. I'd be very careful.
Oh, we're not.
No.
No, not at all.
No, everyone's got Disney.
Don't forget, Disney is pushing their new totally streaming ESPN app. And why would they? And they don't want to be on YouTube. They don't want to be on Comcast. They want to be their own thing. They want people to go to them. And so they have made no counter offers to YouTube TV. And so
it's not, I'm glad you bring that up. I'm glad you brought that up, Scott, because it really shouldn't be terribly surprising when someone wants to branch off and do their own thing that they totally sever the relationship that they had before. It sucks for those people that depended on it. But they're not completely left in the lurch. You can get an ESPN app and get back to watching what you want to watch.
Yeah, not only that, I think that, you know, the next step will be Comcast's renegotiation. It'll be gone from Comcast. Like, this is just how the world is going to be working, and it really stinks because it's another which app do I have to use?
Yeah, well, that's a thing, yeah.
You go back, when we started doing the show together almost 18 years ago, I remember one of the first shows we did was back in the AM days. We were talking about cable, and we were talking about, wouldn't it be great if you could just do the a la carte thing?
And only
you pick and choose the channels you want, put that on your own cable system.
I don't need this Fox Business Channel.
Right. Yeah. I don't need Food Network or whatever it is that you don't want. Oh. And just pick and choose what you want. Go a la carte.
Yep.
And then we start getting into the world. Well, this app gets this, and this.
I think one of the first shows we did together, I was screaming about Big Ten Network.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, we also came up with our own ideas for Big Ten Network shows.
Yeah. The greatest show that never saw the air.
What's in Joe Tiller's mouth? I'd have tuned in every week.
I'm sure you would have. Hey, all football coverage is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS. Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That's kind of ironic. You ready to pick some games?
I am.
Let's go. All right. I want to brag on our boy here because you've been due and you've scratched and clawed and you're almost back to 500 after a 5-1 week, my friend. Well done.
Thank you very much.
I am at 30-21 against the number, 6-3 in locks. Your locks are back to 4-5, 18-9 in the colleges. I'm having a good year with the college games, and I'm ready to have another good week.
Nice.
I went 3-3 last week. I will start with Navy and North Texas. That's right, Navy and North Texas. The total in this game is 66. Now, Navy has opened it up quite a bit. I don't know if they opened it up that much. I'll take the under 66 in Navy and North Texas.
Seems like a lot of points, right?
Sure does.
I'm going to start off something I don't normally do. It's my shoot the boot lock of the week. Indiana's been very good to me. I like Indiana minus 21.5 at Maryland. I think Maryland is a dumpster fire. I think Indiana is just this hot train that keeps running through town and scorching everything in sight. I mean, Indiana's they're going to score 40 points seemingly every game. their defense is vastly underrated. Indiana can stop teams flat. So I like the Hoosiers, -21.5 at Maryland, my shoot the boot lock of the week.
Next up, I'm going to the Michigan State-Minnesota game. The total in that game is 45.5. Weather will be good, shouldn't play a factor. I like both teams to put up some points. I'll take the over 45.5.
Staying in the Big Ten, Ohio State taking on Penn State. Oh, beginning of the season, we thought this was going to be the matchup, right?
Can you imagine how many people bought tickets and booked hotel rooms for this game?
Why wouldn't you, right? Get ready to go. Have fun in Columbus, right? It is Columbus, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Ohio State is giving up 19 points in this game. Penn State has no soul left in them. Their coach is gone. The quarterback is done. All they have is a couple of really good running backs. But with Ohio State's defense, knowing that's the case, I like the Buckeyes giving up 19. If it were over, if it were the 21.5 Indiana's got to give up, I'd be a little bit more concerned, but it's only 19.
I think this one started at 21. It's down to 19.5 or 19?
19.
I got a weird hunch about this game. It's a weird hunch. I looked at it, and I'm like, Penn State might show a little life. I think pride might kick in. But next up, my car house lock of the week. Cal's playing host to Virginia. I love betting against teams that have to go across the country. And Cal's got some ability. Virginia flies close to the sun, seems like every week. I'll take Cal +4.5, my car house lock of the week.
I kind of like that one. Cal at home, huh?
Yeah.
I do like that. Lastly, Doug, let's go to the SEC. The hot team this year in the SEC that nobody saw coming was Vanderbilt. They've cooled off a little bit with a couple of losses here, but they are at Texas. This is a big matchup. The over-under set at 47. Texas does not score as much as you would think that they should score, and Vanderbilt has a legitimate defense. I like the under in this game, under 47.
All right, let's go to the National Football League, and I will start one of those games that's heavily favored in Vegas in terms of the 94% of the money. Is that what I said, 94% of the money?
Yeah, you said 94.
I like the Colts -3 playing at Pittsburgh.
Doug, ditto.
A lot of us on the Colts. Buffalo is playing host to Kansas City. Buffalo's ready to make a run here. I'll take Buffalo plus the point.
That's going to be a fun game to watch, obviously. Those two teams, very good football teams. Don't worry about the records. You know who they are. Mm-hmm. Bears are getting, giving 2.5 points at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's just a train wreck, and the Bears are poised to take advantage of that train wreck. They need to get right again. They won 4 games in a row and then lost. I like the Bears -2.5 on the road at Cincy.
My final pick, Washington is playing host to Seattle. Washington is a 3-point underdog. I will take the homestanding Commanders in this one.
Well, they got Jaden Daniels back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Denver on the road at Houston. I really like Bo Nix and what he's done. Houston is compromised offensively with losing Nico Collins. However, the over-under is set at 40. 40 seems low. I mean, Denver's a team that can score, and Houston's been a big play team. I like the over in this one, over 40 points.
All right, those are our picks. Do with them what you will. Kang, every week, you love on a pick, you hate on a pick. Which one do you like the most?
Doug, I like your Buffalo +1 at home against KC. I think Kansas City's ripe for the picking. They're still good, don't get me wrong, but I don't think they're as dominant as they used to be, and Kelsey only getting older. I like Buffalo to take care of business this time around.
And which one do you dislike?
The one that you both had, Colts.
Oh,
this seems too obvious. Colts -3 at Pittsburgh. I have no real reason other than this seems way too obvious, so I'm going to take Pittsburgh and the points at home. I know they looked bad just recently losing to Packers, but it's the NFL, man.
Are you buying into the Colts hype, or are you stung because of the quarterback situation?
No, they're the real deal. I mean, they might win coach of the year, comeback player of the year, offensive player of the year, and MVP all on the same team, but that doesn't mean you're not going to lose some games during the regular season. Right. So I like Pittsburgh.
There you go. Those are our picks every week. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, I got a question for Kang. It's Halloween. He's got two young daughters. Kang, what do you think the trendiest Halloween costumes are this year?
Oh.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
The number one answer is K-pop Demon Hunters.
I told you guys, this was the number one thing on Netflix for like months. Nonstop. They had, I think, God, at least 3 or 4, if not more, songs in the top 100 billboards for like ever. It's a phenomenon. It's unreal. And if you have a little girl, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you probably know the movie because you've seen it a million times, whether you wanted to or not.
What is K-Pop Demon Hunters?
It's a cartoon movie about three demon hunters that are singers, and they have very catchy poppy songs, and they go up against these demons, and the demons fought back with a boy band named the Saja Boys. And the Saja Boys, and they go back, and it's a little battle. It's like, you know, it's like if American Idol and The Voice put together and the winner gets our souls. It's pretty important.
Whoa. This is a battle of their souls?
Yep. For everyone's souls. The viewers as well.
Oh my God.
The listeners and viewers, yeah.
That is high stakes. I don't know if I approve of that.
You don't have to. That's what's happening.
Wow.
And do you
approve? We're leaving the whole hope of humanity to three K-pop stars?
Yes.
And do you approve of this show?
And their manager, Bobby.
Is that for real?
Yes. Do I approve the show? Yeah, actually, it's total. At first, my wife didn't because just the title, Demon Hunter, she's like, what is this? And then turns out it's just, you know, really catchy K-pop songs. And yeah, it's totally fine. My girls are not going as K-pop Demon Hunters, so that's actually a little bit refreshing, but I'm sure we'll see a ton of them out there today and tonight. I'm sure anyone listening that's taking their kids trick-or-treating, you're going to see a bunch.
Okay.
So when some kid comes to the door, probably a little girl, and I don't understand what the hell the costume is, it could be a K-pop demon hunter.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Good to know.
Where do you guys stand on haunted houses? As adults, do you go to, like, not an actual haunted house, but like the attractions to go to a haunted house where people try to, you know, they're there to scare you. Have you been to one lately?
I don't think I've ever been to one, to be honest with you.
So BC, before children, Gator.
Yeah.
I love Halloween, love haunted houses, the hayride, everything. It's so fun, man. Yeah. I think everyone to get into a theme of something, if you're single and you're out at the bar, icebreakers are right in front of you. It's the costume right there. You can just comment on the costume and say how great the costume is, and you don't come off as a creep on a normal Saturday night when you say something like to a woman, and she's like, ew, get away from me, right? Today, you can be like, oh, sexy mouse, nice costume. And she'll be like, thank you.
Oh,
you
know, nice.
And then move on, right? Whatever. But yeah, haunted houses, all that stuff. I used to love that, man.
Well, you have fun tonight being.
Well, doing, it's not BC now. It's
But I'm saying doing dad things. I know you enjoy being a dad.
I do. It's the best, man. Yep, absolute best.
And Gator, your neighborhood. I find it funny doing the recap of Halloween in your neighborhood because I feel like some weekends you get some Halloweens you get a ton of kids and others you get none.
Yeah, it really depends on how adventurous the kids want to be because it's not that like my street and a couple streets in my neighborhood are kind of spread out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really not that far to go to see homes that are much closer together. So I feel like if the kids just venture around the corner, then I could get flooded.
But gotcha.
Good reminder.
Did you buy all the candy that you didn't want?
It's a good reminder because I got to go on the way home. I'll stop off and get some. Yeah. I was joking last night with a friend of mine. I could just pass out pennies. Remember how awful that was when you were a kid?
Do not do that.
No. She's like, what, do you want your house to get egged? Like, no, I don't want that. I'm joking.
What about just straight cash, homie?
Oh, no, you have to Venmo everybody now that shows up.
I got a little
their scan. Every girl's going to be like, what's this?
Every girl, a little boy has a QR code.
QR code on their chest.
Yeah. Crypto.
Yeah. As far as the college football weekend or the whole weekend, you got any big plans or just?
No real big plans, no. Just going to enjoy football tomorrow. So what Michigan State, I think, is at 3:30.
Correct. Ohio State, Penn State, noon. Spartans in Minnesota, 3:30. Michigan.
Yeah, I'll be interested all day long.
Bam, bam, bam. Line them up.
Yep.
And then Lions back on the field.
Look at Rico got kind of dressed up today.
Yeah, he's got orange and black.
I like it.
Yep. Creamsicle hat though for the Buccaneers. Bruce the Buccaneer. Yeah. Looks good. People can log on to YouTube or Twitch and see it.
What's How the shirt? What we got on the shirt? Oh, it's Snoopy.
Nice. Snoopy dressed up as a mummy. Yeah. It's clever. How are you, Rico?
I'm good.
Are you?
Yeah, that Penn State Ohio State game ain't quite hitting the way we thought it was going.
Dude, can you imagine? I mean, we do this. We all do this. Like you're like, oh, what's a big road trip? Everybody gets fired up. There got to be so many people from State College that have rooms booked and tickets to this game, thinking this was the game.
Yeah, and instead it's whew, I don't even know what the spread is on that game.
Now 18?
19.
19?
19. Ohio State minus 19.
And I think after that game, that's when you're going to get the Penn State players who will just opt out and just say, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going straight to the pros. Because remember, a bunch came back just to play this year, could have went pro. I'm not getting injured. I would opt out if I were there.
I don't know, man.
I know, Doug, you're thinking very admirable, but if you had your son, and it's like, okay, you can't even make a bowl game.
Yeah, I know. I can't preach commitment to them their whole life and then tell them to opt out.
Yeah, you can.
No, I feel like a hypocrite.
Son, sometimes there's bigger fish to fry. What you don't want is, to me, to get Jake butted. And you have a promising career. You lose it over a meaningless game. And there it is.
Do you know how happy Jake Butt is today, though?
I know, but Jake Butt to me was going to be, we would be talking about him the way we talk about, you know, Kelce and these other tight ends.
People don't know he opted into Michigan's bowl game, hurt his knee, and didn't really have a great pro career, which might not happen anyway.
Got drafted by Denver, and yeah.
I see Jake a lot, obviously, and Jake seems happy as can be. But anyway, what do you guys got planned coming up next?
So we had a debate, which is going to bring it to the air. This Lions offense with the whole J-Mo and Morton, you know, apologize. Do you really need J-Mo to be that big in this offense,
you know,
for this? Because, spoiler alert, I said no.
I gotta make a comment on this. I don't have to, I guess. Earlier in the show, I was talking about some Michigan fan who wanted Bryce to throw it more, and I said, when you start calling plays to check boxes and fill agendas, you make yourself vulnerable
Gator
to losing.
Bell for me,
and I like the idea of getting J-Mo more involved, but if you're calling plays for reasons other than winning the game, you can get yourself in trouble.
If I have to do 7 to 10 scripted plays just to make said player happy, or we can just keep winning.
Yeah.
I think that's what the Pistons did with Ben Wallace. Beginning of games, get him feeling like he's part of the offensive, and then do what you do, play defense, rebound, and we're going to win the game.
Have a great show, and stay safe, everyone. Treat each other with respect. Every Friday, we leave you with a Gator rant. If you need to negotiate more time in front of your television, here's how it could go down.
Enjoy that night game.
Yeah, thanks. Love night games now. I love them. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
So I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.